This is Sheila O'Reilly of CFRU 93.3 FM, bringing you today the segment of Our Little Town.
Actually, the full title of the festival is the Open Ears Festival of Music and Sound, and the title, I think, does sort of best explain what the festival is about. Because we actually do a lot of musical events, but then we have events which are beyond what a lot of people or most people would call music. They're really more in terms of just sound events. The Open Ears, actually, one of my favorite quotes that we use in our literature is Pauline Oliveros, a wonderful improviser, accordionist, and just guru. Her quote was, "Open ears supports open people." And it's a whole kind of almost an aesthetic or a philosophy that has us, sure, expanding people's musical horizons, but also kind of opening up to the community, opening up, opening horizons for people. So a lot of it has to do with creating a context for things to people that are willing to open up, because not everybody is, to receive new things. Ideas, new sounds, new ways of kind of thinking about things. I think, for instance, this year we're having a symposium which runs Thursday afternoon and then Friday morning and afternoon. It's titled New Music and Social Relevance. So it really is kind of focusing in on what is the relationship between this thing that a field with no name, but that we call kind of new music for want of a better term, and then the rest of the world. And I think, in a way, the festival kind of asks that question, because we have events that bring together audiences that are not likely to come together in other kinds of contexts. Provokes incredibly interesting discussions, you know. I remember last festival we had DJ Spooky was one of our people, and so there's all kind of a crowd behind sort of the DJ world, but we also had a lot of electro people from more of the electroacoustic world, and so having the DJ world kind of talking to the electronica world, talking to the electroacoustic, there are great discussions, and not everybody likes what they're hearing, but at least they get to talk about why, and then what's more exciting is people sort of saying, "Well, I didn't even know that existed." It was a big inspiration for this festival. You know, often, and I think Guelph does this well, and the Guelph Jazz Festival is, these festivals get stuck off in a hall somewhere, and you get really enthusiastic people for that kind of music appearing. And, they have a great time together, a great party, and fantastic her. I mean, for instance, the Victoriaville Festival in Quebec, that's like that. But often there's sort of no integration with everyone else, and I think either people don't hear about it or they don't feel invited to go. And we work really hard at providing an open context so that anybody can feel invited to try anything out. On the flip side, what's really interesting, and I know the Guelph Jazz Festival has experienced this, is that the artists themselves are often exposed to public that, they've never, maybe never met. And so it can go both ways. Well, especially Open Ears, because we begin with an orchestra concert at the center in the square, which is our gorgeous concert hall in town. And then, at a later point, we're in a church sanctuary listening to Demon de Galas. Actually, later on, listening to Negative Land in the City Hall Council Chambers. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to that one. Maybe one of the ones I'm most excited about is we're premiering an opera called The Salome Dancer by Tim Brady, who's actually an electric guitarist and composer, and John Sobel, who's a Toronto writer. And this piece has been in development for 3 years, and it's fully staged. Opera with a smallish cast, but and a chamber ensemble that includes electric guitar. There's a big video component, fully staged, lighting, the whole business. And you know, they've been workshopping it and developing it for 3 years, so it's quite amazing now what where they're at. So that's Tuesday, Wednesday night. You know, of course I'm excited, you know, to have the likes of Zena Park and Zukua Mori, Dibanda Galas, and Negative Land coming. But, you know, for me personally, it's actually a lot of the things we're producing that I think, and the things that we're premiering that are, for me personally, the most exciting. I had never actually seen Pierre Hébert at work until the last, I was at that show at the Guelph Jazz Festival, and his work, and I've been a big fan of Bob Ostertag's for years. I'm very excited about that event. There's, we call it a symposium. There are no prepared papers. Our prepared thoughts, I mean, we've given out, I mentioned the new music and social relevance topics. We give all of our panelists something to think about and to, you know, talk a little bit about, but it differs actually from the Guelph Jazz Festival because it's a non-academic forum. It's very much kind of, I ask all our speakers to speak to the general public without speaking down to them. And it's been really quite stimulating in the past. There's a different kind of work being done at the Guelph Jazz Festival and doing a serious study of the whole area of free jazz and beyond. And I don't think we'll have published papers, and we're not trying to exalt with open ears. We did a couple of what we called pre-events in collaboration with the Perimeter Institute of Waterloo, and they're you know relatively new on the scene. The building's been up for a while, but they just started presenting cultural things this winter, actually. And so, I mean, it's fantastic. I mean, I was actually also at the Bang in a Can concert, and they are doing really, really interesting things there. It's and the artists like Eno totally loved coming to the Perimeter Institute because of what it was about. If your listeners haven't seen it, it's a gorgeous piece of architecture, and just the context is fantastic. So yeah, it was a very stimulating event. Told there were 100 people on the waiting list. Yes, he's very difficult to get. He really does not emerge into the public much as people want. Yeah, but if people want more information, you can look for our brochures around. It's www.openears.ca, and there's just about anything you need to know is there, including contact information.
This is Sheila O'Reilly of CFRU 93.3 FM, bringing you today the segment of Our Little Town.